up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage, having a day. I'm Pastor James. I want to thank you for tuning in today, making us a part of your day as we go through Monday through Friday, amazing devotionals that will feed your spirit and ignite the fire in your heart. I'm Pastor James Vick. Thank you for tuning in. Let others know how you're being blessed. Follow along with us, Engaging Heaven Today devotional. This is September 6th, and we're talking about honor. Great subject. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 says, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself." Crazy. Honor is a biblical practice. Considering other people first is a principle that will set your lives free. When we see all the hate and prejudice in the world, then we read that God doesn't want us to return evil with further evil. 1 Peter 3:9. We realize how important honor is. Reviling others isn't going to change anything, but showing compassion will. Who is tender-hearted anymore? The answer to the world's problems isn't fighting rage with rage or putting others down, but rather it's loving other people and putting them first. Are you tender-hearted? Has your heart become callous? As Christians, we have a faith culture, and it is amazing. It's constantly pursuing and pushing and expanding, but we lack empathy. Christians shouldn't put each other down, and Christians shouldn't put down the emotions or feelings of other people simply because we're not how we feel. God's going to bring transformation and healing. Our job is to confront evil with love and curses with blessings. It says, make a list of attributes from 1 Peter 3, verse 8 and 9. How can you exemplify each of these in your life instead of getting angry or callous? Love it. You know, we do seem to live in a reaction society. And truthfully, I saw this when I first got born again. It was almost like if Christians fell, people were so quick to like put them down. Almost as if like it made you more holy. And I never understood that. I never understood how, you know, putting somebody else down like elevates yourself. It actually is a bad trait. Jesus said we would be known by our love for one another. And so there's an honor culture that needs to take place that first starts with our honor to the Lord, right? And then our honor to each other. Because think about the scripture of Philippians. It says, consider others better than yourself. I don't know about you, but man, people love them some them. Come on, man, this whole world is geared towards you being your God. How you feel, how, you know, your best life, your this, your that. I mean, this whole earth is geared to revolve around, you know, you and your issues. So, like, the truth is, this is what the world wants you to eat. And when you spend so much time making you the focal point of your life, it's going to be hard for you to get out of yourself and love others. Because you're going to want to respond based on how you feel. You know, interesting about Jesus. The Bible says Jesus, when all things were given to him, he took a towel in his hand. Think about that. Jesus is a servant. I don't see a lot of people with servant leadership anymore. Most people want to be served. Most people want, you know, their feelings to be validated. Man, we have got to stop making ourselves the point of everything. We got to not only honor God, but we got to love each other. And loving each other is not just when we feel like it should be honored, right? It's like thanking God. When you thank God, like if I gave you a gift, you would be like, oh, thank you. You know, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We had, you know, somebody at the church recently. They're just so blessed at something we did for them. They were thanking us so much that my staff was like, brother, they keep thanking us. Like they're still thanking us over and over. That's what you do. That's the natural response to like generosity. Thank you. Man, I thank you. Thank you so much. Friends, we need to learn to thank God when we don't feel like we're getting what we asked for. That's true thankfulness. God, I thank you, not because of what you've done, but because of who you are. I thank you for who you are. I thank you that you're the Son of God. I thank you that the last breath I took in my lungs, that thing, it came from you, okay? The last thought that hit my, that came from you. I'm just telling you, a whole new realm unlocks as far as honor when you begin to thank God for when he's not doing what you think he should be doing, right? Which I'm talking about your flesh, right? You may not have a promise yet. Thank him for it anyway. You may not have felt like things happened on your timeline. Thank him for it anyway. And that brings me to people. We can't just be appreciative of people and honor people who just do things for you or who just, you know, serving your ego or what you think should be done. I see it a lot in leaders and pastors, right? Are you just honoring the people that are serving you or you think are honoring your vision? That's not leadership. You've got to have that same passion and energy towards every single person. You know, I've had people for years, when I get the opportunity to go to the breakfast program, it's interesting because you know, I'll really love talking to these people. Like, I'll help people. I'll talk to them. I'll get in their world, get in the hole with them, all that kind of stuff. You know, just love them. Have empathy. And a lot of people don't understand that. And so, you know, people say, well, why would you do that? Why would I not? I love people. I'm not just honoring the people that are doing what I want them to do. And as a pastor, it would be so easy to make myself available for only leadership or, oh, no, that's not true at all. I spend more time, people on all the time. Like, you talk to who? You're meeting with who? Why are you doing this? Because I love people. It's not about what I can get from meeting people. If the Lord tells me to meet, I'm going to meet with them. I don't care if the people don't understand it. And let me tell you something. This year, I've had meetings where it was like, why are you have to travel, you're busy. Why were you taking time for them? And them ended up being some of the most incredible people in my life right now. And so you don't know who you're meeting with. You don't know what's going to happen. But I don't approach all these things on just what I can get out of it. You know what I'm saying? And so same thing for us. Today, it's about honor. It's honoring God first, and it's honoring people. You know, Jesus said that. I give you two commands. One's love the Lord your God with all your heart. The other's just like it. Just like it. You got another command. It's just like the first. The first was love the Lord God with all your mind and soul. The second one's just like that. And it's love people. And so today, we got to honor God. We got to honor people. And our life will be changed because of it. That's it for today. Thank you as always. Tune in for Engage Heaven Today. I'm out.